Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Brian says that this is the reason that rich men date younger women, because of what happened to Rihanna. She looks like Oprah Jr. The wall is undefeated. The only women that appear to hold on longer to their looks are East Asian women, and I think that's because they remain thin and stay out of the sun. The sun ages people more than anything. Putting on weight does it too with Latinas and black women. As for Rihanna, it looks like that punch from Chris Brown really did a number on her. Up next is hiker froze to death while hiking New York State's highest peak, and even called 911 and couldn't get any help. That's why you need a personal GPS locator, so that the authorities know exactly where you are. On the bright side, at least the doggy she was with was found safe next to her frozen remains. We care about the dog. The dog is innocent. Thankfully, the dog will be going on to see better days. If you're gonna hike or climb alone, do your research. Mount Marcy is not a playground. This woman was prepared and dressed appropriately. Number three, Google says that it's laying off engineers in the United States, thanks to AI replacing them. In reality, they overhired during the pandemic and need to cut costs and staff. Meanwhile, if AI is so good, then why are they hiring people to fill this massive 2.4 million square foot office space in India? Then again, Gemini is supposedly writing good code. It's really hard to know the truth. If AI does everything and it's cheap, then most stocks will crash, because the cost to produce code will get so cheap that there won't be any profit in it anymore. Big tech companies could actually be rushing into their own technological obsolescence. Moving on, looks like Gen Z is a lot less likely to date outside of their own race than millennials are. Of course, because they can feel the multiculturalism shifting beneath their feet. Indians are sticking with Indians, Latinos with Latinos, and so on and so forth, because of status. But I don't really know if I believe this, because a huge chunk of Asian women are dating white dudes. Then again, this could be true because Gen Z is a lot more conservative, because the majority of them are kids from conservatives. Number five, this Indian man raped an elderly woman and even bit her in her home in Victoria, Canada. Unfortunately, there are so many that look like this that they won't be able to identify this guy. Canada has far fewer gated communities than the United States, but as the number of Jeets keeps rising, Canada is going to need to start putting gates up to keep the turban perverts out. It's really expensive, but at some point it might be necessary to keep all the enrichment away. Up next, an Indian university is basing a backlash after one of its professors was caught presenting a Chinese-made robot dog at an AI summit as his own. He's been asked to leave the university, not because what he did was morally wrong, but because it brought shame to the university. Indians are more into shame-based morality than guilt-based. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese copied that robot dog from the Americans to begin with. Number seven, I think we're all fatigued by the historical revisionism out there. No, Joan of Arc wasn't black. So why should she be played by a black woman? We need to fight fire with fire and start replacing black males throughout history with white males and see what happens. We can use AI to make Michael Jordan a balding white man playing for the Chicago Bulls. Or how about Martin Luther King replaced by a white dude as well? You have to fight crazy with crazy. Moving on, this trans woman is being praised for continuing to work, even though she's dealing with a simulated pregnancy to address her dysphoria about not being able to carry a kid. Did you know that April is Mental Illness Celebration Month? Just kidding. But with things like this becoming more and more popular, maybe it should be. Just imagine how bad it's going to get when trans women are able to get pregnant one day with implanted uterus and vaginas. It's going to be a brave new world. Number 9, these plastic surgery tourists got stuck at the airport after their passports no longer match their faces. They look like Mona from Who's the Boss when she was in that film Brazil, where her plastic surgery got so bad that her complication had a little complication. What I'll never understand is why it's okay for women to look smack and get plastic surgery, but men are ridiculed by women for doing so. Unless, of course, those men already have high status. Up next, Haley Welch went viral back in June of 2024 for saying a random line about spitting on that thing in a street interview. And she became famous and even had a podcast. Then she mad jarboed herself by promoting a cryptocurrency and rug pulled her fans and investors. And after that, her fan base abandoned her. Now she's selling feet pics on OnlyFans. And you know it's only a matter of time before she spits on that thing for real on camera. Just when you think people can't sink any lower, they surprise you. Although I think we all knew that this was inevitable. Number 11, when is AI slop a good thing? when it de-ages AOC by 10 to 15 years. But it's also a bad thing when it gives her a 70s rock. On X, this image is considered harassment or abuse. Her face was even pasted on a different person's body. That thing is so thick, if I shaved it off, I could use it to scrub my skillet. Unfortunately, this picture is real with Kamala's bushy Weird Al Yankovic look-alike daughter, and she makes me want to barf. Moving on, some survey supposedly says that 73% of men prefer watching football to having sex with their partner. Why not just do it doggy so you can smash and watch the game at the same time? Also, ball games are scheduled and it's not the same excitement if you watch them recorded. For example, last year's World Series by many accounts was the best one in history for unpredictability. It was definitely more fun than smashing some skank. Number 13, remember fellas that invading her space isn't friendly. It's harassment. But seriously, how many white dudes are attracted enough to black women to do this to one of them? Especially with their high rates of sexually transmitted diseases. This reminds me of the feminist activist that just once wanted to see a white man grape a black woman, so she could see him suffer. She's gonna be waiting until the end of time, I suppose. Up next, it looks like we finally know what Whammon's final solution is for all that toxic masculinity. Gergana here says that German mothers have to accept their sons will die for NATO. Of course, she's probably only referring to the mothers of white children. The Jeets and Mohammeds probably won't be going to war and they'll prey on British women's daughters and interbreed with them. That seems to have always been the plan. And as a white man, if you don't fight, they'll probably jail you. Number 15, ICE arrested this illegal Indian driving a semi-truck and ending 4 people in Indiana with it. I wouldn't be surprised if he drove in from Canada, or snuck across the Canadian border to get into the country. His name is Sukhdeep Singh. Imagine being ended by a guy with the first name Sukhdeep. Illegals have killed more people than ICE so far this year, and yet it's ICE that's portrayed as the boogeyman. If that's his mugshot, then just look at him. He doesn't care that people are dead and doesn't understand why he was even arrested. Moving on, the lamestream media wonders if white men can finally stop complaining, and that the victim mentality in the manosphere also has to go. It's not about men trying to get sympathy for being victims. We want to warn other men about the dangers of false allegations and divorce rape as well as female nature. It's working and women want to stop it. And they also seem to think they were threatened by women in minorities' careers. Yes, I was so envious of strong independent wage slaves that don't need no man except the man in the government or corporation that writes their check every week. Number 17, Canada shakes up its immigration system by bringing in foreign military recruits. Maybe it's not the best of ideas to staff the military with migrants. Even if they do have a coup and take over, it's not like they can take over the country with only 3 tanks and 2 planes. I'm thinking the reason they're bringing in foreigners to staff the military is not to fight foreign conflicts, but to use an army of Jeets to suppress native Canadians. Up next, almost 60% of Canadian restaurants say they won't be able to afford staff due to recent immigration cuts. So sad, too bad. It looks like about 3,000 to 4,000 restaurants will be closing in 2026 in Canada. That's about 3 to 4% of the total. And yet Canadians are being told that the economy is still hunky-dory. It's all a big tragedy because now my local area, now that I'm back in Canada from snowbirding, will go from 8 coffee shops down to 6. Number 19, people are saying that Ma'am Danny's wife looks like a gypsy girl that might try and steal your wallet in Rome. Yes, and just imagine how much she's stealing from New York City right now. She also looks like a failed female game developer that ruined your favorite franchise. I've also seen women like her begging outside of Costco before. Maybe she's the granddaughter of Toronto's notorious shaking lady. She was getting $900 a month disability pension while begging and making $2,500 a week on the street. She even drove a car and had a nice apartment, all while avoiding paying taxes. Moving on, China looks like it's slowly killing off the European car market, with most other car companies losing market share to the Chinese EVs. And this is coming to Canada as well as the first Chinese electric vehicles have arrived. But to be fair, Europe killed off the European car market a long time ago with its insane policies. That's what happens when you have insane bureaucracy and regulations. Maybe they should ban Chinese cars from being imported. Number 21, this man was arrested for impersonating a police officer so he can pull people over and lecture them about their bad driving. Give this man a badge because he clearly deserves one. I've heard of fake it till you make it, but this is ridiculous. Maybe he was just tired of all the speedy drivers in his neighborhood and wanted them to slow down so that they wouldn't run over a kid or something. Who knows, maybe he saved somebody's life already. Up next is last call at the bar and this pack of cougars have you cornered. Which one are you going to take home with you? What I love about artificial intelligence is that it didn't give these granny saggy fun bangs. It looks like those granny's headlights are on. But seriously, why not let all three of them take you home for a ride? Just close your eyes and let the games begin. Either that or have a bunch of alcoholic beverages to turn them into hot 20-somethings. Number 23, remember guys, that there are three types of lesbians out there. True, and I think I'll take the one on the far right. Although for some reason I'm getting drag queen vibes from her. I see that Kara finally got off the meth. There are other types that are also missing, including the Ellen degenerate. As for the one in the middle, all I can think to myself is, that's an attempt to make fanny packs great again. Moving on, people are wondering why Canadians keep voting in liberal governments that are wrecking the country. The answer is they're insulated, and in fact benefit from many of the liberal policies. Flooding the country with JEETs makes labor cheap, as well as creating a housing shortage which boosts the value of their main asset, residential real estate. Many of them also have defined benefit pension plans, so they don't care if the Canadian stock market does poorly or not. Boomers are trying to take prosperity to the grave with them. Number 25 and the last one is makeup fraud. No, it's just women's version of looks maxing light. If a short guy wore shoe lifts, women would feel deceived and they would get upset. However, when women wear makeup, their deception is normalized and accepted. It inflates women's egos and makes them think the Chads and Tyrones are their only natural looks match. It's pure deception, and here's another annual reminder that even potatoes look good with fake up. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.